Alrighty, welcome to another video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Here in this video tutorial, using Flash 8 and ActionScript 2.0, we're going to create this drop-down menu here. I'm going to export it and show you exactly what it looks like. When you roll over a button, the button lights up. And in the case of the contact button, we've actually set up a drop-down menu. And this is the drop-down menu we're going to create. And you can see it's got buttons inside of it that we can use. The rest of the buttons I have not created drop-down menus for, but by the time you finish this tutorial, you are going to be perfectly capable of setting up buttons on your own. So let's get started. Create a new Flash document. Hit OK. I'm going to select the canvas, and we're going to come down here to the size, and we're going to change the size to 600 by 300. Leave the frame rate at 12. Okay, collapse properties panel. Here we go. We're going to name the first layer navbar buttons, and we're going to create our buttons here. We're going to select our fill as the black to white gradient there to the bottom of the color picker, and I'm just going to draw out a rectangle. Select the properties palette, change the width to 100 and the height to, let's try 20. Now I'm going to grab the fill transform tool and rotate the gradient so it's going straight up and down, just like that. I'm going to crunch it down a little bit, move the center of the gradient, and maybe spread it out a little. Just like that. Perfect. I'm going to select this button, and I'm going to create a button symbol. Hit F8, select type, button, and we're going to name this navbar_btn. So there we go. We've created our first button. And what we need to do now is go inside of this button, and we're going to hold down the Alt key, or the Option key if you're using a Mac, and drag that artwork over to the hit layer. And we're going to select the up layer again, and this artwork, we're going to hit F8 and convert this to a movie clip symbol, so under type it movie clip. And here we're going to say navbar_btn inner, because this is the button, or it's not really the button, it's the movie clip inside of that button. But that's beside the point. We're going to hold down Alt again and duplicate the up frame to the over frame. Now, on the overframe, because this is a movie clip, we can edit the color properties of it. Just select that movie clip, the properties panel, go to color, go to brightness, and set the brightness to 20. So it's going to be about 20% brighter when someone rolls over it. Go back to scene one, and we're going to duplicate this button 4 times. Just like that. I'm going to select them all, and then I'm going to hit Command or Control K, and this brings up your align palette. Now, the Align palette has this option called Two-Stage. We want to make sure that's deselected. When it looks like that, that's selected. You want to make sure it's deselected. It looks like that. What we're going to be doing, essentially, is aligning these objects to each other. So I'm going to hit Align Vertical Centers. You see that pulls all of our vertical centers up. And I also want to align, or space, excuse me, come under the space section, space evenly, horizontally, just like that. I'm just going to move them in a little bit. Now I'm going to check two stage, and now I'm going to align them to the vertical center of the stage. Okay, so instead of aligning the vertical centers of themselves, they're going to align to the vertical center of the stage. Command or Control K, excuse me, gets rid of the align palette. Now, what you want to make sure you have selected here under snapping is snap to align. What this is going to do is when we select our buttons, we can essentially just click them together, just like that. That one doesn't want to go. We're going to click that one. Oops. There we go. So now it looks like we have a seamless bar here, but really they're individual buttons. And if we hit Command Enter, or Command or Control Enter, excuse me, you can see we can roll over individual buttons and they light up. Perfect. That's exactly what we wanted. Now let's create a new layer and name it Text. Double click Text. Now in this layer we're going to create some text. I'm going to lock the navbar buttons layer, and I'm going to select that little colored box there on that layer. That's going to give me an outline. I don't know if you guys can see that. I'm going to double click on the layer properties and change the outline color to dark blue. That ought to be a little easier to see. It means I'm going to have to change. Oh, no, it's not. Ignore that. So we've got our outline here. And now on the text layer, actually, don't set it to outline quite yet. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Grab the text tool and set your fill to white, stroke to none. And just type the word home, just like that. Now, right here, we have this as the Arial font face, and we have 12 as our size. No bold, no italics. And also make sure you align this text center. That just makes it easier to edit later on if you were to change this word to something different. All right, so we've got home, hold down Alt and Shift and just pull a copy out, and holding down Shift constrains you to a straight line, although we're slightly inclining there. So we're going to change this text to the word contact, and this word to the word history, and this word to the word help. And last but not least, we'll change this to something like tutvid, because I don't really have anything else to throw in there. All right, so because the navbar buttons layer is locked, we can now select all of the text, Command or Control K to bring up that align palette, uncheck to stage, and we're going to align all these to their vertical centers. There we go. That looks a little bit better. And we're also going to space these horizontal. Actually, we're going to space them horizontally in just a minute. Turn off the visibility of both layers. You're going to set them both to outline mode. Now, what we can do is select all of these, and we're going to drop them to the very middle of our bar, just like that. Looks good. Adjust the words so they're in the centers, approximately, of the buttons that they belong to. So the tutvid button is this, the home button's that. We've got the text of the home and tutvid aligned to those buttons. Don't worry about the ones in the center. We're going to fix that in just a second. Select them all and set or tell Flash to space them evenly horizontally. So it's going to center these three in between the two end pieces of text. So now those pieces of text are all aligned on their button, with the exception of the help, which needs to be adjusted just a little bit to make it look perfect. Just like that. Command or Control K gets rid of the align palette, and we can put those layers back to normal fill modes that they normally are. Now, we want to create symbols out of each of these pieces of text. So I'm going to hit F8. Movie clip symbols, by the way. And I'm just going to say home, TXT, MC. All right, I'm going to do that with the rest of them. I'm going to pause this movie while I do that. I'll be right back. Okay, so I now have all of these as their own movie clips, named, history, text, etc., etc., etc. All right, we are going to create a new layer and call this contact menu. And I'm naming this contact menu because for each of the drop-down menus, we're going to have a separate layer. We're only doing contact menu in this video, but just for you making other menus, you're going to want to put each menu on its own layer, at least doing it this way, because that's going to make it much easier to edit in the future. You could actually do everything on its own layer, but I'm doing it this way. So contact menu, it's got its own layer here. We're going to grab the rectangle tool, set our color to a light gray, and I'm just going to draw out a rectangle, grab the properties palette, and make the width 100. Remember, we made our buttons 100 pixels wide, so we want this to be 100 pixels wide. And we're also going to set our height to 75. Actually, yeah, we'll leave it at 75 because we're going to make our buttons 15 pixels tall, so that'll be about 5 of them right in there. Now, because we have snap to align selected, we can just move it right beneath the contact button, and it's going to align it perfectly with the edges of the contact button. So that's very nice. We're going to select the menu now, and we're going to convert that to a movie clip symbol as well, and we're going to name that menu back. So now this is its own little menu. We're going to double click into it, and we're going to create a symbol out of this. We're going to name this menu back inner. We're going to name that layer back. We're going to create two new layers here. We're going to name the top layer AS for action script, and this middle layer we're going to name mask. On the middle layer, we're going to draw our mask right now. We're just going to make the mask green, just something easy for you to see. And just draw the mask over the entire back. All right, we're now going to right-click on the mask layer. Actually, before we right-click on the mask layer, select the mask and hit F8, convert a symbol, convert it to a movie clip symbol, and name it menu mask. Okay, we are now going to right-click on that layer and move down and hit mask. You can see we can see our menu. Now, what we need to do is, our Flash movie is 12 frames per second. That's the frame rate of our movie, I should say. So we want this menu to come down in about half a second. So we're going to come out to the sixth frame, and we're going to insert a keyframe there. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to unlock both of my mask and back layers here, and you can see that the mask automatically covers up the back layer when everything's unlocked. Out here on this keyframe, we want the back to be completely showing, but here at the first frame, we want the back to be hidden. So I'm going to hit Q, which is the hotkey for Free Transform. I'm going to hold the Alt key, and I'm going to push my mask up The reason I held Alt is because if I don't hold Alt, you can see it crunches into the middle. So just hold Alt to push it up, just like that. So the mask is going to start out up here. If I lock these layers now, you can see that the back layer completely disappears. But because that mask is a movie clip, we can motion tween it. So I'm going to right-click between those two keyframes and hit Create Motion Tween. What this does is it shows the drop-down menu just like that. Now what we need to do is create two stop actions, one on this first frame, stop, open and close parenthesis, semicolon. I'm just going to copy that, move over to this frame, bring up the actions palette, and paste it there. So we now have our stop actions at both ends of this drop-down menu. That's going to prevent the movie or this drop-down from playing, and then once the drop-down has played, it's going to stop it at the end so it doesn't just keep repeating. All right. Now, what we need to do is trigger this drop-down menu to play when somebody rolls over the contact button. Let's do that. Select the contact menu keyframe, and you're going to see there's a center reference point of the menu back. You can just click that, and that's going to bring up the movie clip properties down here in the properties panel. We want to give this an instance name of, let's just call it contact menu. Now, we're going to come over here to navbar buttons. We're going to unlock that and select the contact button, bring up the actions palette, and we're going to say on, open parentheses, roll over, that over is with a capital O, close parenthesis, open curly bracket. The curly brackets, by the way, are between the P key and the slash key right above the enter key or the return key. Hit that return key twice and put a close curly bracket there. Move up to line 2, this line that I'm on right now, and type contact menu with that capital M, that's the instance name we just created, play, open and close parenthesis, semicolon. So on rollover, contact menu is going to play. It's going to bypass that stop action we put at the beginning of it and play. If we export the movie, we can see that when we roll over contact, it drops the menu down, but it doesn't take it back up. Let's take care of that right now. Come back to the contact menu and double click that reference point to get inside of that movie clip. Select the mask layer and hit new layer. This is going to put a new layer above the mask and name this frame BTN, because what we need to create is a button that surrounds this drop-down area that when a user rolls over that, it pulls this back up. All right, so we're going to drag this keyframe out to here because it's when this comes down that we want this button to appear, not when it's coming down or not when it's up. That would become a problem. We're going to grab the rectangle tool, excuse me, and we're going to create one thin rectangle, just like that. I'm going to zoom in on this a little bit. Now I'm going to move this over to the very edge of the menu. I'm going to hold down Alt and Shift and duplicate and drag over a copy of that. Now I'm going to copy that and paste it. So we've got a third one. I'm going to hit Free Transform, and I'm going to rotate this, holding Shift to make sure it stays perfectly straight. And I'm going to move this up to the top, just the menu. We don't want to go above the button. Oops. Didn't mean to do that. Just like that. I'm going to copy and paste that again and move this down to the bottom. And then I'm just going to select and cut off these top wings and these bottom wings here using the direct selection key or tool, excuse me. I'm just grabbing them with the selection. Now I'm going to select that frame, it is now one shape, and I'm going to convert that to a symbol, a movie clip, or a button symbol, excuse me, not a movie clip, a button, and we're going to call that frame BTN. We're going to give this, no, we don't need to give this an instance name, actually. What we're going to do is set up a couple more frames, actually one more frame to be specific. So I'm going to select those frames, and I'm going to hit insert keyframe. Now the mask, I want the mask at this point. I'm going to shut off that frame button layer. The mask, I want to go all the way back up. I'm going to unlock those layers. And I'm going to select that mask with the free transform tool. I'm going to hold down Alt again, and I'm just going to crunch it back up. So it's going to instantly hide the back when it goes to that frame. That's very good. And we are going to hit clear keyframe to get rid of our frame button at that point, because we're not going to need it. the menu will have disappeared at that point. We only want this frame button to appear for the one frame that that stop action is set to. All right, then we are going to come over to this keyframe here on the action script layer, and we are going to set this action to go to and stop. Oh, parenthesis, we're just going to hit 1, because what that's going to do is take us right back to frame 1 and just stop the movie. There's already a stop action there, but we're just going to say go to and stop, because it'll definitely stop when it gets back there. So now what we need to do is we're going to select this frame button, bring up action, and say on rollover, open curly bracket, close curly bracket. We can either say next frame, or no, we're not going to do next frame. That will require a little more. We're just going to say play. That'll keep it nice and simple. Play, just like that. And now, watch this. Let's export the movie. I roll over, and of course, the frame actually shows up. We need to make that frame invisible. I forgot to point that out. We can make the frame invisible by double-clicking on it and just dragging this right over to the hit area. Now, there's no artwork on up, over, or down, so it's invisible. You're going to see when we go back out, it's now this turquoise color. That's just telling you there's a hit area there, and the button is, in fact, invisible. Let's play this movie again. You can see that when I come down here, it's open, and when I roll over, it goes away. Now, the only problem is, because we put that frame going across the top, you can see it doesn't go away when we... or it goes away sometimes if we just wait on the button and then roll down. So we need to take care of that, obviously. And the solution is actually quite simple. All we need to do is select that button, hit Q, and stretch this out so that it stretches and the frame rests on the very top of the button. Okay, that's going to prevent us from accidentally hitting it. And also just right-click on this last frame and hit Insert Blank Keyframe. That's on that frame button layer. That way that frame definitely disappears. That way we're not continuously playing this over and over. So now you're going to see when we wait, we can just move down into this, and then we can come up out or move off to the side, and it disappears. So now that's all that's left to do, excuse me, is place buttons on this drop-down menu and link them up to websites or whatever you want to do. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's get out of here. And what we need to do is create a new symbol. So we're going to do that by hitting Insert New Symbol. And creating a symbol this way is essentially you're creating the symbol before you create the artwork. Usually we create the artwork and then convert it to a symbol. Doing it this way, you create the symbol before you even draw the artwork. So we're going to create a button symbol here, and we're going to call it Menu Inner BTN, because these are the inner buttons of that menu that's going to drop down. We're just going to create a simple little button here. Grab the rectangle tool. We're going to grab this light gray, oops, right there. Draw out a rectangle. Grab the properties palette. We're going to set the width to 100, which happens to be the exact width of both our regular navigation bar buttons and that menu that drops down. And we're going to set the height to 15. That way we can fit 5 of them in there. We are going to make this a movie clip. So I'm going to hit F8, movie clip. And we're going to name this menu inner movie clip button. That ought to confuse somebody. All right, now hold down the Alt or the Option key and drag that up state over to the hit state so our button is clickable. And then we're going to duplicate that up state to the over state as well. Now select the over state, select the movie clip, and adjust the brightness. Now the brightness we're going to set to -20. So this is going to get a little bit darker when you roll over it. Now when we go back to scene one, our button has completely disappeared. It is resting over here in the library, and it is right here, menu inner BTN. You can see I can play it, and it gets darker. So that's our button. Now what we need to do is get that out here and get it into our menu. So what we need to do here is select the contact menu layer, double-click back in there. Now, we want these buttons to be masked off as well, so create new layers inside of the mask. And you can do that by selecting that back layer and creating a new layer, and the new layer will automatically be in the mask. But we're going to create, let's say, 4 buttons here. And we'll just do what I did before with the buttons. We'll name them You, Me, CEO, and... Oops. Angry Man. So we've got four different labels here for our four different buttons. And on each of these layers, we're going to place one of those buttons. So I'm going to grab Movie Clip Enter, select the U layer, and I'm going to place it right out here. I'm going to unlock the back layer so I can see where I need to place these. Remember, Snap to Align is still turned on, so it's going to align me nicely in that corner. I'm going to hold down the Alt key. I can actually close the library. I'm going to select that button. I'm going to hold down the Alt key and duplicate it up to the Me layer. I'm going to click and drag and just drag that right down. I'm going to Alt drag up to the CEO layer. I am going to drag this, drag that and click it into place. And I will do the same here with that last button. So just like that, we have our buttons in there. If I test the movie now, we have these buttons, and all the buttons light up. Now, one thing I quickly want to do before we go and make all of these buttons individual buttons is click inside of this button, and I really should have done this before I created the overstate, but I didn't. I'm going to take the darkest gray just before you get to black, and I'm just going to type U with a capital Y, because U is the first button. We're actually going to edit the text properties. We're going to size it down to about 10, just like that. And one other thing we want to do is align this left. If we align it center and we get two words that are any more than three letters, the word is going to start spilling off outside of our button here, and we definitely don't want that. Now notice that this U has been placed on all the rest of our buttons. That's because each of those buttons are simply an instance of this button. Copy this bit of text, move to the overstate, and hit Control or Command Shift V to paste that right in place. So now all of these buttons have U on both the over and the upstates. Now I did not convert that text to a symbol, so don't convert it to a symbol. What we're going to do now is come up to Modify Symbol and duplicate this symbol as well, and we're going to name this U BTN. We're going to select the second one. We're going to modify symbol, duplicate symbol. We're going to say me BTN. We're going to select this one, modify symbol, and this is the CEO BTN. And then the last one is the angry man BTN. I've got that a little off screen there. Right there, angry man BTN. All right, now what we can do is double click inside of each of these, and I can switch this to me. I've got to do the same for the overstate, just like that. Let's do the same here. CEO. And last but not least, angry man. Perfect. I'm going to go back to scene one. We're going to test the movie, and you can see all of our buttons are perfect. Right in there, they've got their text. All that's left to do now is link them up with something. So in order to do that, we are going to go back into our contact menu here. Double-click back into it. I'm going to zoom out a little bit. And all you need to do is, it's actually pretty simple. You just select the button. Let's say you. Actually, let's say me, because we'll go to my website, which is, we're going to say on release, when the user releases the mouse button after a click, open and close curly brackets, we're going to say get in all lowercase, and then URL in all uppercase, parentheses, http://, before you do that, you have to make sure you put parentheses, by the way, http://, www.tutvid.com, and then we'll say comma, and we will say underscore blank. That will open it in a blank window, and finish the line with a semicolon. Of course, close those parentheses there around tutvid.com. We can quickly check to see if our script has any errors. It contains no errors. Perfect. And now I'm going to export this. My menu drops down. I can click me, and up pops Firefox with my site. So just like that, we have created a drop-down menu. We've linked the buttons in it, and there you go. That's it. I hope you learned something from this one. I hope you enjoyed it. Please go check the site out. The site is www.tutvid.com, and thank you very much for watching.